there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. In 2012, one source listed the world's three top philanthropists as number one, Warren Buffett, with donations to worthy causes totaling $3.1 billion. Number two, Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan at $498 million. And number three, John and Lauren Arnold at $423 million. In a previous generation, the Kellogg family and the Rockefellers were known around the world for their generosity towards humanity. Quietly behind the scenes, there are many other philanthropists who give millions to worthy causes, but do not want their names to be publicized. These people too are well known as philanthropists. They love fellow man so much they're willing to part with their property and possessions for the betterment of society. In the Bible, the Apostle Paul wrote to a co-worker by the name of Titus, who's doing a work for God on the island of Crete in the Mediterranean. In the letter, Paul used the word philanthropy in connection with God. Yes, with God. Here's the situation. Titus was working with people whose lives were wrecked by sin in probably more ways than we would care to imagine. Paul says, just a second, Titus, we need to remind ourselves of something. Our own hearts are no better than the Cretans. For we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts. Found in Titus 3, verse 3. So Titus, he's reading these words from Paul, and then he bumps into this big conjunction, but after the kindness and love, that's the word for philanthropy, after the kindness and love of God our Saviour towards man appeared, the love of God shone forth, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Titus 3 verse 4. Philanthropy simply means the love of human beings. A philanthropist is a lover of mankind. God loves humans, regardless of the depraved and desperate condition of our hearts. Our inner selves, the heart of God throbs in love towards every human on earth. Not a single person or a planet is beyond the love of his heart. In fact, the Bible says God commends his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The love that Paul writes to Titus about is not a generic love. It's not a general idea. It's specifically God's love of humans. It can't be contained. It shone its brightest at Calvary when Christ hung upon the cross. The Bible says that God's love was so great for all sinners that he spared not his own son, but willingly delivered him up for us all. The Bible says that in Romans 8:32. None of us can pat ourselves on the back as having done something to merit or achieve God's salvation. As sinners, we have nothing to offer God. But because of his philanthropy, because of his love, he has mercy on us. And through faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus, every individual can be forgiven of all their sins and have an eternal relationship with God. The greatest philanthropist of all times, God, is willing to richly bless you today. He offers his wonderful salvation, the complete forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ. The greatest philanthropist of the ages wants to give you what money cannot buy, peace, eternal life, and a home in heaven. All of this is available right now, but you won't experience any of it until you personally accept God's gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, the Lord. Without your acceptance, you can never come into that wonderful relationship with God. I wonder what is hindering you from accepting Christ right now. You have been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.